The Tacoma Art Museum has opened a new exhibit called Art Aids America, and last Friday, Ross Reynolds paid a visit.
The exhibit includes what's been called the first work of AIDS art. It's an abstract piece from 1981 by Israeli-born artist Itzhar Potkin. It looks like an abstract canvas of rubber paste and latex. Co-curator Jonathan Katz.
It's a rather viscerally painful, even unattractive picture of a kind of dull yellow with eruptions of black and red boils in it, looking actually very much like the lesions of Kaposi's sarcoma.
The artist Itzhar Potkin was in his doctor's office when he saw a group of young men with lesions.
And he had heard vague rumors about this new gay disease, which he assumed at that point to be sexually transmitted. Nobody, of course, there was no publicity. AIDS had not been named. Indeed, not even gay-related immune deficiency. GRID had not, the early name had not been named. And yet he calls the painting Unveiling of a Modern Chastity, remarkably prescient title.
When you think about AIDS art, you might think about overtly political art, like ACT UP New York's Silence Equals Death poster. That work is in Art AIDS America, but according to co-curator Jonathan Katz, those well-known political works on AIDS don't give a complete picture.
That's only partly an accurate way to look at it. What we're going to find in this exhibition, actually, is that many of the works, indeed most of the works, don't have a foregrounded political ideology.
Rock Hushka is chief curator at the Tacoma Art Museum and co-curator of the exhibit.
I think a really useful metaphor to understand this is the way HIV affects a human body. In the early works in the exhibition, AIDS is often very overtly expressed by portraits or images of wasting, the Kaposi sarcoma lesions, and other kinds of physical decay. But later, when the cocktail makes AIDS disappear from American society by and large, the presence of HIV also becomes harder and harder to detect.
Co-curator Jonathan Katz says many artworks in the exhibit conceal the theme of AIDS.
And that's what this exhibition is doing. It's finally bringing, as it were, out of the closet all this work about AIDS that has not yet really been fully understood in its proper context.
Artists who wanted to address AIDS in the early 1980s had to conceal their theme.
Being a trickster was absolutely necessary because the larger social context at this time actually included federal laws that banned any mention of either gay or AIDS-related issues in art if you were getting any form of governmental support.
Republican Senator Jesse Helms made it part of an appropriations bill
that actually was to fund, believe it or not, AIDS education, equally a ban on any representation of AIDS or of gay causes.
One example of how artists hid their message is David Wojorowicz's Untitled Buffalo, exhibit co-curator Rock Hushka.
It's a photograph of a diorama from a museum in Washington, D.C., of a buffalo fall, the traditional method of hunting and harvesting large amounts of buffalo. Herds of buffalo were chased off a cliff, and there were mass killings.
The buffalo, if you look more closely, it looks like they're almost made of fabric or something, not real buffalo.
They're plastic. I mean, this is appropriation. He, Vonarovich, didn't make this tableau. He simply photographed it and cropped it and used it as this extraordinarily eloquent cry about the state of American politics at the time.
And it's telling that even an artist of Vonarovich's activist fervor engaged what was largely, as here, a metaphor that only cohered in the mind's eye. You needed to be aware of and attentive to what it might be saying to read it. There's nothing specifically AIDS about it.
The big idea contained in the Art AIDS America exhibit at the Tacoma Art Museum is that it really changed the course of American art. Co-curator Rock Hushka says that's the takeaway.
I want people to understand that AIDS continues to shape the way American artists make art. It could be directly, or it could be through a series of influences, but you can't talk about American art today without thinking about the legacy of the AIDS crisis.
There's one other work at the Art AIDS America exhibit, one that you can hear. That's the audio tape of a church bell created by American artist Robert Farber. It's looped and it sounds every 10 minutes to represent the 1991 statistic that every 10 minutes someone died of AIDS. Today, every 10 and a half minutes, an American gets HIV. You can see some of the art you heard described there at KUOW.org right now. And if you missed part of the story, the audio will be posted later today. It was 10 years in the making. Art AIDS America remains on view at the Tacoma Art Museum through January 10th of 2016.